have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Thursday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. And a lot of people responding to it. And it's interesting. I had no idea that, I didn't know what to expect with this, to be honest. But the type of responses I'm getting are interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know what I'm finding out. What does it mean to defend the faith? I hear it all the time. Well, not all the time. But all the time. But not all the time. I was hurt defending my faith. Some black woman was smacked in the face for defending her faith, they say. So I want to know, what does that mean and do you do it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would like to, and you're like, wow, I want to hear the whole thing live, you can. You can podcast if you got to run around, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. No, not iPad. I'm used to saying iPad, so I can get over that now. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? I want to say this to my experts because I did not tell them during the meeting this morning for the radio show. I have a question for them that I want to hear their response and yours about. So after we do the opening, I'm going to ask my experts this question, and I want to get a response because it's interesting. So, just so they'll be ready and be in the studio. They didn't know in advance. So not only is the first Thursday of the month, which means men's forum tonight, not only are you going to be hearing from my experts in a minute, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire. Five of Salt for Thursday. He got ants in his pants and he needs to dance. Amazing. So, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. It is a spiritual battle. And it's so interesting. And I'm telling you this while my experts are coming in. It's so interesting to see what's happening on earth and especially in my country. One thing for sure and without a doubt, this is hell on earth inside of human beings. And human beings treat each other horribly. They hate one another. And the way human beings treat each other is worse than words can say. It's amazing. It's worse than words can express. And it's just hell on earth. This is what hell is. And then when you drop your body, it continues if you drop your body in that condition and you don't have a way out. You're stuck there for eternity. At least excuse me. At least you can overcome it now if you wanted to. Overcome hell. So my experts are here. They're my producer. Expert of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Woo.
Next to him is Hake. Hake Woo. Of the Hake Report. Monday through Friday, expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. He white. And the American Anchor Baby.
Whoa.
The American Anchor Baby. Expert, also an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And the American Anchor Baby is the host of the American Anchor Baby right here on this network. Good morning, y'all.
Hey. Good morning.
A second time. I want to play this soundbite and get my expert response from it, and then I want to hear from y'all out there in the world about it. This is from the Christian Post, and there is something today called Bible School Day. Bring your Bible to school day. The Christian Post is reporting an estimated 2 million students across the United States are expected to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day, making a long-running annual effort to encourage both students and adults to share scriptures with those around them. Focus on the family annual Bring Your Bible to School Day. It's taking place today, which is on Thursday, which is today. And here is the mission of the Christian group, Focus on the Family. Watch this from Fox and Friends.
Our mission is to celebrate the two most important freedoms we can have in this life, Ainsley. The first being our freedom in Christ, that if you believe in him, you can have freedom from sin and death and relationship with the Father. And the second most important freedom we can have in this life is our freedom of speech here in the United States of America. As Christians, we don't have to look too far to see our brothers and sisters suffering across the globe because they don't have the same protections we have here in the United States. So our goal at Focus on the Family is to celebrate those two freedoms on Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Amazing. Focus on the Family. This is something they do annually, apparently. Mm. Derek, what do you think about bringing your Bible to school day?
Well, you know I love the Bible. I love the Bible. Sounding all black. yeah, I think it's great. And I think it's it's important that they're doing it right now, because it sort of seems like eventually Christianity and just reading the Bible and things like that, there's going to be a huge crackdown on all that.
A huge crackdown on
just Christians, and sort of like a persecution, kind of like what's going on in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
I think that's soon to come, just because of all these other religions coming into the country, and you know, a lot of other people are running for office that aren't Christian. So it seems like in the future those things are to come. But it's pretty good as far, and for the children too, it's good that they're learning scripture so that they, when they get those wicked thoughts, they can correct them with the word. So,
and so you think it's a good idea, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And, okay. And hey, what do you say about bringing your Bible to school day?
I think that it's...
you went to a Bible college, right?
I did, actually. Not a Bible college, but a Christian college.
I mean, a Christian university. What's the name of your Christian university?
Do I really want to put them on blast?
Oh, okay.
APU. You
know. What APU?
Azusa Pacific University.
Oh, okay. So you did...
Cougars. That's what we are.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm not a woman.
What do you think about bringing your Bible to school day?
I think that it's a... Too little, too late, not even the right type of focus. It's kind of like making Father's Day a national thing in the 60s or whenever it became really, really national.
Right.
When fathers were already on their way out. It's kind of like we were already becoming an atheist country rather than a Christian country when we were started asserting, we're a Christian country. You're trying to hold on to something that's already gone. And... it's sort of, it feels a little like self-righteous. You bring your Bible to school, show it off. So that's my sense about it.
Okay. What do you think about it, Anchor Baby?
It's funny that Hake just said about being self-righteous and bringing a Bible to school. You know, the Anchor Baby brought a Bible to school once.
You did?
I did.
You took a Bible to school?
I took a Bible to school.
Well, your
mama
whooped you and made you take it?
No, it was like in elementary school. I must have been in grade like 4 or 5 in America still before going to Canada.
Oh.
And at the time I was, you know, like I was going to church with the family and doing the youth thing. And I was like, I'm going to bring this to school. And it felt like how you described it. And they told me not to read it. And I was like, I'm going to do it anyways.
Who told you not to read it?
The school did.
Wow.
They told the teachers?
Mm-hmm. She said, don't bring that out during little playtime.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What school
atheist
was that?
Country, communism. Yeah.
And that was years ago. So,
commie Canadian. That in Florida?
That was in Florida.
Whoa. I was thinking it was Canada.
He hadn't gone to Canada yet.
I was still in America.
Whoa. I don't listen very closely.
What's the name of the school?
So that was
I'm too busy into myself.
What?
I said I'm too busy into myself to listen.
Yeah,
to
you didn't even say. He said it wasn't before. It was before he went to Canada.
That's insane.
Yeah, man. So it's an interesting story, no? And
that the teacher told you that. I mean,
yeah,
the teacher
sure
told
is.
Me. I'm trying to remember the teacher.
Because I feel like I remember bringing my Bible to different places. Sometimes I was like wanted to read it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was what you're supposed to do. You bring your Bible.
It is what you're supposed to do. Why are you talking like this?
What do you guys mean?
What are you guys talking about?
And so, did you read it?
I did. At school? No, because they told me not to.
And so you just left it in your desk?
Yeah, but I was like self-righteous about it.
And did you tell
I remember feeling that way.
Did you tell your mama they wouldn't let you read
I
your
did.
Bible? What'd she say?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She wasn't like that into it. Into church, like, really.
And so is it a good thing that they have take your Bible to school today?
Well, I was thinking I didn't think much of it. I thought it was, like, cute. Like, I didn't think it was, like, bringing back God and Christianity, but, hey, it's good. That's honestly what I was thinking.
Is it a good thing, Derek, that they bring their Bible to school today?
Yes. They need to do it every day.
And why is it a good thing?
Like I said, it's good because the more that you read the Bible, the more you familiarize yourself with Scripture, and you'll be able to combat wicked thoughts that come into your mind. just like when Jesus was out in the desert, all those 40 days, he was tempted by the devil, but he corrected the devil with scripture. So it's like the more that you read scripture, the better you are going to be at combating those thoughts.
So he had his Bible with him up there?
Who, Jesus? I mean, hey, he was the living word, so I mean.
Did he have a Bible with him?
I don't know if he had his Bible with him. I don't know 100%. I didn't see anything about a Bible.
So how was he able to rebuke the devil with scriptures?
Well, growing up, Jesus read the Bible, like, faithfully.
He was a Jew. He didn't read the Bible.
What?
He read the Torah.
I don't know.
He read the Talmud.
Oh, the Talmud.
I'm just kidding. It's the Torah.
But, yeah, God's the truth, though. You know.
James, is this a good idea to bring the Bible to school?
Not for the trendy crowd thing, because this is told by Focus on the Family. They're pushing it, and shout out to Focus on the Family.
Shout out!
I knew about them.
What?
I knew about them as a But anyway, it's like a let's all be the crowd, or let's be the few, quote unquote. And you're led by somebody else to do it rather than self-led to bring it or not bring it as you are so led.
And so one thing I wondered about, like they said, bring your Bible to school day, right? Are they going to have like a class at school that day with the Bible? Or just something you carry around with you and read it during lunchtime? Are they going to have like a teacher teaching them the Bible?
I'd have to read up on that, but I don't know.
What I'm trying to understand. Is this the day that some teachers are going to teach the Bible, or do you just walk around with your Bible all day like Nick was supposed to do when he was four, but they made
him self-led.
Lead him in the desk.
I did it on my lonesome.
Does anyone know, are they going to teach the Bible today, or the kids are going to carry around and preach to other kids?
Well,
no clue.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably answer questions and
to non-Bible kids?
Yeah.
The teacher's not going to answer them questions.
Yeah, if they're not Christian, they're probably not.
Yeah.
Or they might get fired, you know.
Right.
So
So it's not like they're going to have a class anywhere at any school in the Bible. It's just for the kids to walk around and minister to the other kids, right?
Yeah, it seems like schools across America.
Yeah.
It's only going to be the most committed or most into it people from the Christian clubs in the schools. Like there's a Christian club at every school probably, right?
Right.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
And so the ones who are into it are going to do that.
Oh, okay. To the callers on hold, I see that you're on hold. Derek is in here right now, and he'll get to your calls in a minute. Just be patient. One other quick thing. Hey, is it a bad thing that they're having to take your Bible to school day? I asked, was it a good thing, but is it a bad thing?
Maybe so. Maybe a little bit.
What's bad about it?
Because it's like an eye roll thing. It's a woman type of mindset thing, you know.
To take your Bible to school?
Yeah, it's like a... No, not to take your Bible to school like Anchor Baby did. That's whatever, because he just did it.
Can't you but see women tend to do this.
Come on, guys, let's take our Bible to school. Come on, guys, let's overcome the ego. Just dumb stuff like that. Shout out.
Dang, it sounds so corny.
Right? It's corny. But, and Christians aren't corny.
It's making it sound so corny.
I'm like the corniest person in this room.
You're white, that's why.
Whoa. I rebuke that.
Derek, is it a bad is it a bad thing that they changed the Bible to school?
No.
And why not?
Because because this is God's world, man.
What?
This is God's world. This is God's word. Spread it. Okay. There's nothing wrong, you know. You've got Muslim kids. Rocking hijabs and stuff like that.
I know, but the Muslims are more like serious about it. Like they bow in the middle of the
they get all in the way.
Aisle
they
on get the airplane.
You try to walk down the aisle, they all in the way bowing.
I think we're serious.
And
too.
You're like scared of them.
I know they may.
Nobody's scared of Christians. They pretend to be. I mean, there's Charlie Kirk was the most Christian-y Christian, and they pretend like he was. Anyway.
So you said, no, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing.
Is it a bad thing, Anchor Baby, that they're taking their Bible to school today?
Yeah, I could think something bad about it. What? I could think of that as
What's
an aspect.
Bad about it?
Put it like this.
What's wrong with these guys? Well, I know.
Guys are like, it's the Bible, I know.
We Christians.
No. They're going to be Christians.
They're supposed to be Christians.
We're real Christians,
Put
baby.
It like this. No, I'm not thinking about the Bible. I'm thinking about the heart. Okay, Christians in the room, fellow Christians. Because now that you, when you were asking, like, what are they? Are they going to have a class?
Right.
I'm like now seeing it as like a protest.
Oh, it's a protest?
Well, no, they didn't call it that. But if they're not going to go, if they're a demonstration. If they're not going to have like classes or like, what are they doing? They're bringing the Bible to as a show of force, a show of.
That's a good question.
So it seems like a protest, a demonstration.
I'm wondering about it. Are they gonna, I thought this morning when I first heard the story, are they having a Bible teacher to teach them? But I think what they're going to do is, like, during break time, they're going to walk around the school. The kids are with their Bibles, and they're going to be telling the Bible to the other students.
Mm. Can I be honest, though? I like the idea of a Christian show of force.
Right on.
Something I like about that.
Finally. There you go.
Yeah.
It does feel cool.
A true
to,
Christian.
There you go.
It does feel cool to have, like, the like a real-looking Bible that's kind of old-school looking. And carry it underneath your hand like that? Kind of like carrying a briefcase as a kid. You feel kind of official.
But if you walk around school with a Bible, won't it feel like you're at church and not at school?
It feels like you have something extra that you got to lug around.
We are the church.
Besides the Bible, something to prove.
So let me, because of time, y'all didn't know this either. I haven't heard this soundbite. Maybe I heard it years ago, but I don't remember it. And they don't know that I'm going to ask them about this either for my experts. I like my experts because we don't discuss what we're going to talk about, on the show about. Jim Curry, I'm going to want that soundbite, soundbite 02-5. Huh. Here's a resurfaced clip of actor Jim Curry, or Carrie. Is it Carrie or Curry?
Is it ready for the...
Go to the link.
Is it Carrie or Curry?
Carrie.
It
was originally C-A-R-R-X. It was French originally. Carrie. Carrie. How do you pronounce that in French? C-A-R-R with an E
Jim
with an accent.
Carrey?
Yeah, their family name was Carr.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not familiar with
He's
this
part French-Canadian.
Carrey? I'm making that up. I wouldn't know.
C-A-R-R-E with an accent.
Oh, let Carrey. Me know when you're ready. Carrey.
I got this
But anyway, it's
here. Carrey. I'm pulling it up.
Okay, let me know, then I'm ask for it.
Bada bing.
Are you ready for it? So, Nick and Steve, they didn't know I was going to even ask for it. Then we're going to get to y'all calls about this. So apparently Jim Carrey explained how suffering leads to salvation. Here's a resurfaced clip. I kind of remember years ago, it looked like we may have talked about it on my radio show.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't remember what was said. But here's Jim Carrey, right? Mm-hmm. Carrey, explaining how suffering leads to salvation. This is from X.
Leave darkness behind. And it takes a champion to make that decision. And I really want to speak to the fact that I've had some challenges in the last couple of years myself. Ultimately, I believe that suffering leads to salvation. And in fact, it's the only way that we have to somehow accept, not deny, but feel our suffering and feel our losses. And then we make one of two decisions. We either decide to go through the gate of resentment, which leads to vengeance, which leads to self-harm, which leads to harm to others, or we go through the gate of forgiveness, which leads to grace. And your being here is an indication that you've made that decision already. You've made the decision to walk through the gate of forgiveness to grace, just as Christ did on the cross. He suffered terribly, and he was broken by it to the point of doubt and a feeling of absolute abandonment, which all of you felt. And then there was a decision to be made. And the decision was to look upon the people who were causing that suffering, or the situation that was causing that suffering, with compassion and with forgiveness. And that's what opens the gates of heaven for all of us. So I wish that for all of you. I wish that for myself. I know that, you know, no matter what I've suffered, most of you have suffered worse than that. But that's why I admire you, because you're here. You know? And you will have grace. Because this decision's been made.
Why? Hey, what do you say about that? What Jim said?
At first, I was like, not necessarily, but then about suffering leads to repentance?
To salvation.
Salvation. I was like, no, not necessarily, but I liked how he, the soaking music aside, I didn't like that. It got to me too much. And then it was carried on too much.
It was kind of distracted, too.
Yeah.
That music.
Turn up the music. I can kind of hear Jim Carrey.
I know.
But I think I liked what he said about how you deal with the suffering is kind of what leads to the salvation or not. Because let's say everybody has the opportunity to suffer a little bit, and if you go through the suffering rather than escape or whatever, then that's seems right.
Okay. What do you think about what Jim Carrey said, how he explained how, you know, suffering leads to salvation?
I agree. I think suffering does.
Okay.
Once you've suffered enough and you realize you can't help yourself, that's when you really turn to God. And I think God will allow you to go through your mess, and he'll turn a bad situation to good. So I think it's important that we all go through a little suffering phase. And I think that's really the reason why he hasn't just killed the devil. Like, just completely getting God rid of him.
They were like...
Yeah. It's already done, but that's why, you know, we still feel... we get these wicked thoughts and feel these things. It's just to remind us, because we are forgetful creatures, but it's just to remind us that we are weak and we need him. And, that's it. Suffering.
And what do you mean he haven't killed the devil?
Meaning, you know, you still get those wicked thoughts.
You hate when you say that.
I know, like... That sounds like a Tony reference. Is that Tony? Is it Tony who said that?
I don't know.
Why hasn't God killed Satan?
Jesse.
That's a stupid question. That's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
Why God killed the devil? I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have asked you that.
Yeah, but that's really... But
you
really,
agree with what Jerry...
Yeah, Jerry.
What Jim said.
Yeah.
What do you think about Anchor Bay, what Jim said?
I think he's right, and if I may add to it a bit, yeah. I think this is how I see it. It's not exactly suffering, because the suffering, what's happening is you're blind, you're not paying attention. The suffering is supposed to, like, shock you, wake you up. So it's not the suffering itself, it's that you realize you're wrong, but the suffering had to bring you to do it. So it implies to me that it's not just the suffering, but I think he's essentially right, just adding to it. And something that gets me when I hear Christians talk about that, they, at the end, he throws it in. And, you know, I'm still suffering, and I'm just like that. And I'm like, where's the confidence in I'm working on it? Well, unless he's admitting his faults. Where's the confidence in I'm saved? But anyways, I'm trying to move fast because of the break.
Right, I know, I can tell. When I come back from the break, we're going to take your calls. Back in a quick moment.
I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and
They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, I was talking about aspiration. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. The Hake Report coming up right after my show, Monday through Friday. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. And he's on fire. The guy with the good hair. You don't want to miss it. He's white. And then after that, from at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy given to him by God. He said, God said you can keep it. It's not on loan. You can have it. And he's using that energy from 11 to 1 p.m. Monday to Thursday. And then on Friday, right after the FallenState.tv, on Friday, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Kim Heller. And Kim is an author, political commentator, and anti-apartheid advocate from South Africa. And her new book is called White Power and Privilege in a Democratic South Africa. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a genocide happening to white people in South Africa right now.
There's no genocide of white people.
Do you have white privilege?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm writing my second book on white supremacy, stealing land, killing people, damaging their culture.
Why do you mama the black?
Oh,
there, baby. I know you can't make it. Instead of showing them real love. It's funny. You seem to want to please the black man. And you say, I seem to want to be the white man.
No,
what happened here? it was a fun and interesting discussion. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the FallenState.tv or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Okay, so Anchor Baby, you have more, a little bit you want to add about the Jim Crow? Jim Carrey thing? Right. Jim Crow. Where is Jim Crow now?
No, I pretty much said it.
Rest in peace.
Did you want to add to that?
No, I pretty much said it, yeah.
All right. Any of you guys want to add to any of that before we go to the calls here?
He's been through a lot. Remember that girlfriend like committed suicide or something like that?
Never asked a black man.
Married and divorced twice, I think, or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, he's been through a lot. He was kind of anti-Trump, I think. And he's 63 now or something like that. Hmm. So he's old and has had time for experiencing misery like anybody else.
When you shot at Derrickson saying that God hadn't killed Satan yet.
I was like, whoa.
Jared hadn't killed him yet.
He took Tony seriously. Tony on Monday.
Tony from L.A.
Yeah, about a couple of hours in from California. I mean, I don't know about
not L.A., but California.
Why hadn't God killed Satan? Why are the white people shooting?
Yeah, it had me thinking, yeah. When so, I saw that, yeah.
So my thing about Bible school, taking your Bible school day, it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
It's just two devils fighting. Can you imagine being at school and a bunch of kids walking around preaching the Bible to you? Mm. Would you want that to happen at your lunchtime, lunch period?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be doing that, but...
But what are they going to do with the Bible then?
Probably just read it.
Because they're not going to have a Bible teacher teaching. In a classroom, it doesn't seem. What's the purpose of that?
Show it off.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's it.
He said, yes, yeah, he grabbed your words instead of his own.
That's pretty much it.
Amazing.
I don't think
so. I don't understand the purpose of that except for two devils fighting. You're going to have the devils that are against the Bible fighting with the devils who are for the Bible fighting.
That's true. It invites judgment because you're trying to be different.
Uh-huh. I thought Anchorman even put it perfectly. It was ego or something.
A protest.
Yeah,
demonstration.
Something like that.
For show.
And then as far as, so I just don't understand, Paul. I'm not saying don't take your Bible. I just don't understand why you're doing it, other than trying to prove to the non-Bible Christian people that you're better than them.
They are better.
No, <that's good>. Oh, Lord. And so as far as what Jim Carrey said, I really thought about this, and I thought it was so interesting to hear them say this because a lot of people believe this, and I did too at one time, that Jim Carrey explained how suffering leads to salvation. That's so untrue, I don't know what to say about it, because there's no you to suffer. And if you there's no you to suffer, how can you suffer when there's no you to suffer? And Christ did the suffering for us so that we don't suffer. And so why would he say he suffered for us, sent by God to suffer for us? And yet we're so dumb, we think we're still suffering. That doesn't make sense to me. Is there? Human beings have never suffered.
I mean, look at the 11 apostles and how they died.
We may suffer a physical pain to the body if somebody attacks us physically, but human beings have never suffered.
I mean,
Christ suffered for us.
I mean, you mentioned...
We suffered in the Old Testament before Christ, but since that, there's no suffering.
You mentioned we get stabbed every day.
Right.
That's suffering.
No.
By definition. Because it's like...
How can you suffer if there's no you? If there's nothing there, how can nothing suffer?
Yeah, I don't want to get into that.
Into what?
In that theological debate, but... what do you got to say, James?
I really like...
He's trying to find it on Google.
No, I'm just looking at Super Chat. So double check. I really liked... You said... On Sunday, I guess, church, that suffering or whatever, pain, doesn't wake you up.
Uh-uh.
Love wakes you up.
Right.
Fact. You know how you, how most of the time when we're arguing with callers, we're just fighting with them? And then, but you show love to them?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that can possibly wake them up.
Love is the only thing. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby? You suffering going to bring you salvation. How can you... Oh, what do you think about that? When there's no you to suffer, how... If there's no you, how can nobody... How can you suffer if you don't exist?
There's something deep about that because, to me, it seems like the suffering, right? It seems like suffering is real. But also, I've also experienced the dissolving of suffering when I realized the lie.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's kind of what I was... I mean, I wasn't saying what you were saying. I mean, the suffering seems real. But when I'm thinking about this guy and saying suffering is what gets you there, I'm thinking about how, no, the suffering is supposed to make you realize you're wrong and believing a lie. So it's not exactly suffering. Like, you might get there through the suffering.
Right.
So there's something deep about what you're saying. I don't know if I totally, like, there's something deep about what you're saying.
Derek, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about how the devil didn't suffer in heaven. Like, he had everything he ever wanted. And, you know, the reason he was casted out and sent to heaven was because he was self-righteous. He felt like, you know, he was better than God.
And, but how can we suffer if there's no we to suffer?
Yeah, I don't, yeah, like I said, the whole there's no me, I don't know. That, I haven't fully grasped that idea yet.
And that's all you are, is an idea.
I don't know.
And ideas are just, there's a false idea that there's a you that's suffering. It's just an idea, but if you got rid of this idea, this illusion that there's a you to suffer, you would see that you're not suffering because there's no you to suffer. You are just an idea.
I mean, I sort of get it. It's like I'm walking down the street. I see someone mean mugs me. I get a wicked thought, man. I'm going to mean mug them back.
Right.
That's not me. That's not me. I understand that in that type of sense where it's like you're being attacked by thoughts. But beyond that, I don't know.
This idea that suffering leads to salvation is totally an illusion.
Whoa, I don't know. Actually, I do know. I don't.
What do you
I
think about that? Hey, it's an idea. It's not real. Everything about you is just an idea, thoughts. Mm. That's why you got to overcome the thought. You got to die from the thoughts, and you would see that everything you were thinking was an illusion.
Mm.
You are not suffering. When you feel pain in your body, you're not feeling the pain. The pain is in the body and the mind. It's not in you at all. But you think it's you because you believe the thoughts and your upbringing that is you.
I think, yeah, just that overall situation is just suffering. Because the reason I say that is just because when Jesus was tempted by the devil, just that whole encounter of just having to, you know, correct him, that whole just back and forth, an eternity of that is just plain out suffering.
But Jesus, when Jesus was on the cross, he did not suffer.
I don't know about that.
He may have felt some physical pain carrying that cross, too, that heavy cross, and some physical pain when he was nailing the head, that thing in his physical body, but Jesus never suffered.
I don't know. I had to push that back. I don't know.
You push back on that? How about your hate?
You also said that Jesus didn't die.
He didn't.
Yeah. His body did.
His illusion died. And in order to have eternal life, the illusion must die.
The devil? What do you... the illusion of the devil
the
in your mind?
The illusion of self in your mind. Yes, thank you, baby.
You say Jesus never suffered... And
he suffered physically, but Jesus never suffered.
Mm. Personally, over the years, I've heard Christians, and I've just heard the story about him being on the cross and saying, or I forget where he was, but he's saying something like, "God, you forsake me," or something like that.
Right.
Personally, even till now, I've always reserved any kind of conclusion about that. Even though, but hearing it over the years, I never really understood what that was. Like, I don't have an answer for that.
Why have you forsaken me?
Yeah, because go ahead.
You've never arrived at a conclusion for why Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I've heard discussions about it, but yeah, I know that this gets brought up to describe his suffering sometimes.
Yeah. And the reason for that was because God left him so he can feel the pain that every one of us feel when we believe in the devil and not in God, when we go unconscious. And he had to go through all that so that we would be able to go through it and realize it's not us, but it's the spirit of evil driving us. And that's why we got to die from our illusions. There's only one death. It's an illusion of self, and that must die in order to have eternal life.
What do you have to say, Nick?
Sorry. I'm just doing a
church. What you laughing at, Nick?
I'm not laughing. I'm doing like a church.
What's so funny?
I'm going like, amen or something. You know when they do that in church? Like,
It's so crazy. It's all an illusion. That's why you, if you ever stop believing the illusion of self, I this and I feel that and I did this and this happened to me and me, when me disappear, eternal life is there.
Yeah, I think I agree with the premise.
Premise?
Yeah.
What's the premise?
Well, just the underlining, really.
And let me
because, yeah. Oh, no, I was just thinking out loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking out loud.
Let me go quickly to the Michael out of Colorado. Michael, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Michael, speak up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about something that was really interesting that you brought up the other day, maybe a week ago, and you allude to it here and there, and that is because it's Bible Thumper Thursday. I wanted to ask you about what you call unsanctified Christianity.
What is unsanctified Christianity?
Well, you use the word sanctified, that people need to be sanctified, which I was wanting you to clarify, which means, to me, that means that it's the cleansing of the thoughts. You've got to watch. You've got to see. You just can't go and do the four spiritual laws or whatever, confess your sins to Jesus and believe in him and that kind of thing. And I wanted you to clarify what I call cheesianity. It's soft. It's moldy. That's what.
Dave, I don't quite understand what he's saying. Do you?
A little bit. I
respond if you can.
A lot of Christians think that you just. I may be putting words in his mouth, but say, oh, Jesus is Lord and stuff like that, but you're not really living it and going through the cleansing and perfectioning.
That what you mean by sanctified, unsanctified, Michael?
Yeah, it's what, in other words, what you were saying, Jesse, compared to what 99% of the dumb preachers are saying, is completely like oil and water, you know.
Yeah,
it's what God's doing through you is from my perspective, from what I can see, because I've been doing the work. I've actually been kind of doing this. Oh, and talking about Jim Carrey, by the way, you know, Jim Carrey got his PhD. Because he's a transcendental meditation guy.
He got his what?
He got a PhD from the University of... Yeah, from those people.
Oh.
And
I
knew
why he was speaking that way then.
Yeah, he believes that they believe they can transcend all that just by the meditation and doing a mantra, repeating it over and over.
That doesn't work either.
He has an honorary doctorate.
Yeah. He's got a...
Honorary mean you didn't really earn it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
According to Google.
Well, it was an honorary? I thought he actually went through the whole thing. Oh, my goodness.
Maharishi University of Management.
I guess he didn't because he's still searching because he's suffering.
Yeah. Michael, thank you, man. Because of time, I got a rubber. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753. 773. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, you're on the air. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
Ron?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Are you a speaker or something?
Let me pull him over.
pulling over right now.
Oh, okay. Ron is pulling over. He's in a truck.
Yeah, what's going on, Jesse? I just want to do a little Bible thumping, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Matthew 3:17 says, a voice from heaven told Jesus that he was the son who he is well pleased with. You remember that?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay. So who was that voice from heaven?
Derek, you want to respond? Derek is a Bible thumper, so I asked him first. And then Hank is a homegrown. Okay. And then Nick carried his Bible to school when he was four.
Yeah, all of them take a stab at it. Who was that voice from heaven?
Who are
you talking about, God?
Who do you think it was, Roy?
Well. Let me say who it might be after I hear from you guys.
No, because of time. Who do you think it was?
Okay, Jesse. Because of time, I believe it doesn't say who it is. So it's all speculation. If you believe it's God, it never said it was God.
Who do you believe it was?
I believe it was Lucifer. If you read Isaiah 14:12,
you believe Lucifer from heaven.
Lucifer,
Ron is one of the black jihadist Christian, right?
Black Hebrew Israelite.
I mean, what?
A black Hebrew Israelite.
Oh, okay. So you believe the voice that told Jesus that was the voice of Satan?
Lucifer, sir.
You believe it was. Which is the same thing, right?
Well, you can, whatever, it doesn't matter, but I'm being specific with it because I know how you are.
And why do you believe it was Satan telling Jesus that?
Okay, now I call to ask the question. Now you trying to ask me all kind of questions. Why don't you answer your question? Why don't you answer mine?
I told you I don't remember that, so I couldn't respond to it. That's what I'm asking
you. You don't remember. You said it on your show maybe a month ago, Jesse.
And what did I say? If you already heard me say it, why are you asking me again then?
You think it was God.
And you think it was Lucifer.
Yeah.
And why?
Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think it was Lucifer? Okay. Why do you think it's ridiculous to think it's from Lucifer?
Why do you think it was Lucifer?
Okay, Jesse, God, you don't answer my questions at all, but I got to answer all your questions, and I can. And this is how I do it. Isaiah 14:12 tells you that Lucifer ascended unto heaven. Lucifer, so it could have been God, it could have been Lucifer, but I doubt it was God.
He said what?
Isn't it saying that Lucifer will ascend or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Ron,
so, like, it hasn't happened.
Ron, you are a black Israelite. Right, are you reading a black Israelite Bible or something?
No.
Are you reading a Muslim Bible?
That's KJV, and I think that was the anchor baby. Just reading. Come on, man.
Is it written in black Hebrew language or something like that?
Yeah, he must be cherry picking.
Yeah, it is. Hebrew is a black language.
Thank you, Ron. I gotta take a break. Back in a moment.
That are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Some serious
mess going on in the world. A terror attack, seemingly, allegedly, I think. According to reports, Drudge is reporting terror on Yom Kippur. It is Yom Kippur, guys and gals. Happy Yom Kippur. Or I don't know what the Jewish greeting is. Or am I pretending not to know? And in the UK, Manchester, UK, synagogue attack. A suspect was in a quote-unquote suicide vest. Some are saying he was shot dead. After killing two people, I think it was like a knife attack, and he drove into a crowd of people, stuff like that. Greater Manchester police called to the scene at Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue. I didn't know they had synagogues in the UK. That's the United Kingdom. That's England, a Christian nation, right? Supposedly. Two victims confirmed dead, and the suspected attacker also declared dead. Three others seriously injured. Maybe it's more. I don't know. After that car drove into the crowd, it sounds kind of Muslim. He looks kind of light-skinned Muslim, perhaps. I don't know. But terrible. So that's the little news from the Telegraph, mainly AP, actually mainly metro.co.uk. I don't know what the CO part is. But crazy, huh? It is Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday, by the way, Bring Your Bible to School Day, October 2nd, 2025 AD. And you know it's the first Thursday of the month? And that means it's the men's forum tonight, fellas, for the men only. Or say you are a male and you want to be a man, come to the men's forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. It's the end of hour one. JLP will be right back for hour two, guys. You can't. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back. Okay? So 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. No I in Jesse, okay? J-E-S-S-E. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports millions of people around the world today observing Yom Kippur, Y-O-M, capital Y, a new word, Kippur, K, capital K, I-P-P-U-R, the most sacred holiday of the Jewish faith, exclaims Commie Nonsense Network. Traditionally marked by fasting, repentance, prayer, as worshipers seek atonement and spiritual renewal, claims CNN, if you believe them. And with that, repentance of the government, because they are shut down. Mass layoffs, hopefully? I don't know. Our greatest president, Trump, is in charge, and he's large, as the U.S. government remains shut down with no resolution in sight, as if it's something to be resolved. The Trump administration has threatened to carry out mass layoffs of federal so-called workers, commie buzzword, if the stalemate continues. White on the inside, White House. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said yesterday, layoffs of the federal workforce are imminent. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his budget chief also privately told House Republicans on Wednesday that mass layoffs would occur within 1 to 2 days. And would target agencies that do not align with the president's priorities. Imagine that. You have people in the executive branch working against the chief executive. What a mess. It remains unclear how many so-called workers may be affected. Many Democrats, meanwhile, have downplayed the threat of mass firings, arguing that the White House has already been reducing the size of the federal workforce, which hopefully they shall continue. Is a crime crackdown, maybe, in the United States? The U.S. authorities making dozens of arrests in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where our black producer's from. Memphis, Tennessee. The latest Democrat-run city, black-run, by the way, too, to see the deployment. And it has, like, black women who are running things, too, in some areas. Deployment of federal officers and National Guard. Trump's crime crackdown. Thank you, President Trump, looking out for the blacks. Somebody's got to. I'm James Hake.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It is Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, an hola, a glacius, biblical question. Where you going, Hank? I just have a couple more for my experience.
Let me come back.
Oh, you got to go to bed. Oh, okay. Huh?
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
What?
That I'm going to the bathroom.
What a mess. I ain't going to the bathroom. He'll be right back. What?
Now he got me blushing.
I know you turned all red. Pink. Do white people turn pink or red?
Both. See that?
Yeah. Look like you got a tan all of a sudden.
I can run out.
What?
Hurry up and do the hurry up and do the biblical question so I can run out.
The biblical question. What does it mean to defend the faith? I hear it all the time. You're defending your faith. That's why you're killing you. What does it mean to defend the faith? It's Thursday. It's a perfect question for Bible Thumper Thursday for sure. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch the show there, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your phone. It's been made possible anywhere in the world. And we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can be listening on your phone by calling to listen. You can podcast it when you get home. You can watch it or whatever. But you can be listening on your phone no matter what you're doing by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, it is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, Lord. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
A white man again. Don't do that anymore. That's a black thing. A white man ain't got no business acting that way. So it's Bible Thumper Thursday, and I'm waiting for Derek. Is he coming back? Oh, okay, he'll be in soon. In the meantime, let me go to Troy out of Minnesota? Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Great to be back with you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Quick Bible
verse. Speak up a little bit, question. Troy.
quick Bible verse before my question. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. And then my question, Jesse, was, do you think it's important for a woman to concentrate on wealth the way a man should, or should she just seek first the kingdom?
To concentrate on wealth, you say?
Well, you know how a man, he has to seek first the kingdom of God, but he also has to focus on wealth creation.
What does that mean, wealth creation?
I really don't know what it means.
That's what I'm asking.
Well, to me, it's like getting a career and then learning how to invest and build wealth so he can provide for his family. Like, that's very important for a man to do. So I'm just wondering, in this world right now where men are confused and women are confused, if they should do the same, if they should also seek the kingdom but also get good with money.
Well, I don't know what it means about wealth creation, but I do know that if women, they're not married, they have to take care of themselves, so they definitely should get a job and take care of themselves for sure.
Well, I was just wondering because I'm just seeing, like, when a woman becomes really, really successful, like she starts making a lot of money, I think it can actually kind of hurt her because then her standards are very, very high because, like you said, women don't have any love, so they don't want to get with a guy that's making less than them. Even if they are like a good man in most senses, I'm just kind of wondering if too much success can actually hurt a woman.
What's a higher standard? You said their standards are too high. If they made money, they gain wealth. What's a high standard?
Well, like if a woman is making $200,000 a year, this is what a lot of women have said in surveys and I've seen online. They want to date either at the same level or higher. They don't really want to date a guy that makes less than them.
But that's not a higher standard.
But I'm just saying, like, they don't want to date a guy that is making less money than them. So that's what I'm saying, is if they make too much money.
Yeah, but that's a lower standard. That's not a higher standard. Anyone that think that way is lower thinking, not higher thinking.
Oh, you're saying that they're placing money over God?
Yes.
Okay, because yeah, I just see that the women nowadays are so money focused,
and that's why those kind of women would never make for good wives and good mothers. So a man should never marry a woman who think low like that.
So even if a woman does make a lot of money, but she finds a good man, that she should put the godliness first.
All people, if they want perfect peace, they're going to have to put what's right first. They're going to have to put the spirit of truth first. Otherwise, they never find peace.
Yeah, that's really good, Jesse. I like that. Can I also ask you, do you think if you're dating a woman and she has a lot of debt, is that a red flag?
Well, it's a red flag that she can't handle her. She's out of control, absolutely. And I wouldn't marry a woman if I got to take on her debts that she's already created, because she's going to create even more debts when she get with you, because she's already out of control. She has problems.
Yeah, it's just...
date a woman and take on her debts is a lost man. That doesn't even make sense to do something like that. Because it's not fair to her that you take that away from her. She need to overcome that.
So, like, did like
you marry a woman in debt?
No, I'm not married.
Did you date a woman that's in debt?
The girls that I've dated, no, not a whole lot.
Have you spent money on women or something?
No, I'm just like a. Thinking if, you know, whenever God brings a woman into my life, and if she has, a lot of debt. I thought that would be a red flag. I'm just kind of wondering what he thought about that.
Why are you even thinking about that, period?
Well, I am focusing on the kingdom. That's my number one focus. I don't go out to the bars. I don't go out to the clubs anymore.
But if you're thinking about all those things, how can you think about God? You can't think about both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to let God whisper to me what he wants me to do.
What does that mean, whisper to you what he wants you to do?
Just trying to allow the Holy Spirit to open and close the doors that he wants me to walk through.
He wants you to overcome evil. That's your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right now I'm just really focused, like I said, on the kingdom. I focus on that every day, and then
How do you focus on the kingdom?
I do your silent prayer. I read the Bible every day. I go to church every week, and I just try to stay out of trouble. So,
what kind of trouble?
I'm paying off my school loans, Jesse. I will have my school loans paid off this year.
Right on.
And from there, I want to start investing in real estate because I'm listening to Grant Cardone a lot, and he says that real estate is the number one vehicle to get out of poverty. So
I interviewed him before.
Yeah, he's a great man. I wish President Trump had him in his cabinet.
What I recommend that you do, but do what you want, is that you stay present and everything will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Stay present, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just like I said, day to day, trying to do what God wants me to do.
But don't be thinking about what God wants you to do. That's going to prevent you from doing what God wants you to do, because when you think about God, it takes you away from God.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, just the thoughtless and emotionless, right?
Yeah, just stay away from the thoughts and live your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, you're a great man, Jesse.
You stay with it, Troy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
God bless you so much.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
888-7753. 773. Let me go to first time caller, Leo out of Ohio. Leo from Ohio, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, to begin with, I'm a little bit of a simple man because I'm a stroke survivor and sometimes I go a little slow. So please be patient with me.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess as a first time caller, the reason I'm asking and the question is, Jesse, I used to own my own company, was a pretty successful company, small company, but pretty successful. And I had a terrible accident. I broke my neck and I am what's called a tetraplegic, which is a functional quadriplegic. And I, as that company kind of diminished and went away, while I stay close to God and I stay close with my relationship to God, I've had a hard time sometimes struggling with purpose, with what's next. I'm a 60-year-old man, and with what's next, and not so much in the sense of success in business, but staying focused in relationships and staying focused with family and friends and just a little bit of struggling that way. How God's going to help me.
What do you mean by staying focused with God and with family and friends? What do you mean by it? I don't know what that means.
Well, with every day I read scripture. Independently, but by myself and with my wife, we read together every day with the scriptures. I'm Catholic, So every day we have our readings and we go through our readings. I go through a mass online, so being a paralytic, I most of the time I go through mass online, so I get a lot of scripture that way as well. And so I stay. It's a hard time sometimes staying focused with that and being able to absorb and take back from what it offers me. So that's what I mean by staying focused.
And so your question for me is what?
What's the best ways to do that?
To stop doing all the stuff that you're doing, because what you're looking for is already in you, and you're not going to find it and read scriptures every day with your wife and with people online and all that. You got to look from within and live from there. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, pick it up, read it, and put it away, but you should not have a ritual of reading the Bible like that. It's keeping you away from God.
Like maybe as in I'm not hearing or like...
No, you're lost in your intellect, and the devil is using that against you. You want to overcome the intellect, and you're developing the intellect, which is your enemy, by studying the Bible like that. Everything you're looking for, Leo, is already in you. You need to look within. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Everything. God is there. Christ is there. The Holy Spirit is there. And you need to live from within rather than all this studying from without. People who study like that are lost because they're lost in their imagination. They think about God. They read about God. They quote what they read about God, but they never and will never get to know God. They'll just know about him, and knowing about God is not going to do you any good at all. It's going to keep you from God. You need to see what's going on in your imagination, your mind, and emotions so you can see you got to overcome the illusion of being somebody and existing, and you got to find a purpose and all that. That's a setup. Your purpose is to overcome evil.
I feel you. I'm hearing you. I feel you. I guess I'm trying to. Maybe I'm so blocked up in it. I'm not totally absorbing what you're saying.
You're lost in your imagination. You believe in illusion about everything, and you're working with evil and not with God. But when you let go of everything you know, when you let go of everything you think you want, and when you let go of everything that you know, you're going to have perfect peace. You're going to be, when you let go of all your ideas and all of your plans and try to hold on to this and hold on to that person or these people, when you let all of that go and you have no plan, then you will have perfect peace.
The letting go is very, I feel you in that, because letting go for me is always a lifelong struggle.
Right,
but, and
that's the problem with every human being. They don't want to let go of their illusion. Salvation will only come to you when you die from your illusion of self and ideas and plans and wants and needs and all that. You got to die from that. It's just an illusion.
Die from self.
Yes, false self.
Die from self.
Yes, the thoughts and emotions.
I feel often when I let go that I'm letting people down.
You're letting now, people down? What do you mean?
Just real quick with that. Yeah, exactly what I was going to say to you. What I mean, it's even with the equivalent of a pastor in Catholic faith is the priest, right? So yeah. Even when I talk, just independently, not necessarily in a very formal way, but just as a human being back and forth like we're talking right now, it's the same story. I get the same thing from him. What you're telling me is I get the same thing from him. But and that's like maybe what I said when I call up for the advice or for the help is how do you do that? You know, it's almost like it's to let go from self like that.
The way you do it, you stop immediately communicating with thoughts and feelings. Just don't communicate with them. See them, but do nothing about them. See those thoughts. Just be aware of what's going on in the mind and emotions, the body, and you're not your body. See what's going on, but do nothing about it, and the spirit of truth will take you over, and it will destroy the false self. You must die in order to have life. You got to let go of the false self. I don't want to let people down. I don't want to hold this. I want to do that. It's all an illusion. People don't care about you. You're not letting anyone down. That's your ego doing that. Because the people that you're trying not to let down, those people hate you. They don't love you. So you got, the way you do it is to stop thinking about you. And you will see there's no you to think about. And then you should know the truth.
I got you.
You're not your thoughts. You're not your pain. You're not your body. You're not your good feeling and bad feeling. It's all an illusion. And God said, even Christ said, you must die in order to have life. And that one death that you must do is the death of illusions. And the people call it ego. It is an ego because the nature of Satan is an illusion. And you must die from that. And your wife can read the Bible until the cow come home. You can go to the Baptist church Catholic church and do 800 Hail Marys and whatever y'all do over there. And they ain't going to do nothing for you but build your ego, keep you away from God. Everything is already done. You don't need to do anything. It's been completed. And the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. You got to live from within, not from without.
All right.
Are you doing?
Go ahead.
Have you heard me talk about the silent prayer?
I've seen it. I saw it for the first time this morning. I saw it through your website.
When you start doing
it. I have not read it yet, but I will as soon as we're done.
Yeah, do your little Hail Marys, and when you're done with your little Hail Marys, be still and know God.
All right.
Have you heard me say that you got to forgive your mother and your father? You got to drop the anger?
I don't have any anger towards either.
Oh, you forgave them?
My mother is dead, has passed away, and yes, before her death. And my father, I never got the opportunity. I was a year and a half old when he died. But my father that raised me, I fully have forgiven him. He and I are on great terms. We are on very good terms.
We do the silent prayer so the light can bring you out of the illusion of your imagination. It's just an illusion, not even real. And that's what you must die from in order to live.
Very good. I appreciate you.
Let me know how it goes.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Over on Rumble yesterday, Jules Verne says, I ain't letting a Democrat win just because a Republican woman is running. This is amidst your conversation with your second conversation with Rick in Hampton, VA, who voted for a woman prevent another Democrat woman to finish office. So Jules Verne says, that's bad logic. Jesse, I ain't letting a Democrat win just because a Republican woman is running.
But
implying that he's going to vote for a woman to keep a Democrat from winning.
Is he joking around?
Doesn't look like it.
Well, why would you, if you know that women were not created to lead, why would you think that a so-called Republican woman would be any different or any better than a liberal woman? Why would you vote for a woman to lead you And if you know that they were not created to lead. Republican women are no different than Democratic women in so-called leadership. They're all emotional and illogical. What the? Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Jules. Chris bought our coffee. Bud Crawford, referring to the boxer guy, the black guy.
Oh, yeah.
In the traffic stop. He had a gun pointed at him.
Right.
Is the exception.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Bud Crawford is the exception, says Chris with a coffee. One woman, six kids. He has something like a unicorn. He's something like a unicorn in the black community.
But that doesn't make him exceptional. What's up? But thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't know what you mean by exceptional, but thank you.
Angban Art, there was once a bloke named God Smith. He made everything so important, says Angban Art. I'm not sure where this is coming from.
I have no idea what that is, but thank you.
This was yesterday, I believe, yeah.
Thank you.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, Christians have this saying that men must, quote-unquote, serve. What does that even mean? Asks Soul Conscious.
I have no idea. It just made up, the Christians make up a whole lot of sayings, and they sound Christian-like, but they're all ego, they're not real. And when you try to live up to them, you fail at it because it's not real. It's just made up words that feel good.
The Bible says the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Is that where they get that from?
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
And so they think that.
And if you want to become the greatest, you must become a servant.
Meaning what?
I dare not interpret. But yeah,
you know what that means? You're the Bible thumper.
Yeah, putting others' needs before your own.
You think Jesus did that?
Yes.
What need he put before his own?
He died on the cross so that we can get to heaven.
And so how you died on the cross and put in somebody else's need before you?
I'm being considerate. Not in like a liberal way. But just, caring here and there.
Are you sleepy?
Sort of. Not really, but
your
I'm
eyes
good.
Look like you're sleepy or high. Are you high? Are you high?
I notice he hasn't answered.
Right.
No. Imagine.
He's denying it.
Only high people deny it.
His eyes are like this, like he's kind of high or sleepy. You say you're not sleepy, right?
Yeah.
So you're high?
No, I said I'm sleepy.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. Jules Verne, born again never made so much sense until I found JLP, and I was raised in churches. Heard the phrase my entire life, and I had it explained to me every which way, but it never made sense.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Just stay with it. Practice staying present. It's everything. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska on Punchy yesterday.
Hey, Jim.
So that's punchy.tv/JLP.
Brand new episode yesterday.
Yeah, but this is referring to your show.
Oh.
So the way we learn is to stop learning and figuring things out, and only then God will show you?
Only then. If you want to learn, you got to stop learning. What, Derek?
No, I agree. Because when I read the Bible sometimes, I don't know what I just read.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's right. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you, Jim. Absolutely.
Another from Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv/JLP. Wow, FYI, Canada is currently implementing an assault-style rifle firearms compensation program, ASFCP, that allows residents to turn in their prohibited assault-style firearms for compensation. And collection phases for individuals beginning 25-26. It's voluntary for compensation, but it's mandatory to dispose of your firearms by the end of the amnesty period, 2026, October, or face criminal charges for illegal possession.
Amazing.
Confiscation.
What a mess. Thank you.
Crazy.
This is hell on earth. You expect these things. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And I have to admit,
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Quick announcement. The men's forum is tonight. This is the first Thursday of the month, so at 7 p.m. for men only. And then the third Thursday of the month for ladies only at 7 p.m. And don't forget to like this video now. Right there. That's right. Did I say it the right way? Like this video now. Like this video, folks. I appreciate it. All right. Like this video. Also, check out our merch. Amazing merch. Coffee. Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee. What the? Punchy's got his own coffee. How did that happen, Lord? Good coffee, too. It's so good. I hear from a lot of folks. Punchy, I love your coffee. And then we have mugs and t-shirts. We have mugs for the coffee and t-shirts to put on while you're drinking your coffee. When she cries, she lies. A man with anger, a person really, with anger is a murderer. All kinds of amazing things. The Great White Hope shirts are there, mugs and everything. So go to Rebuilding the Man at my books. Amazing books, and I'll be happy to sign them. From Race to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. A little pocket guide to tell you how to, if you do them, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Finances. You can carry it around in your purses, ladies. Guys, you can carry it around in your pocket, back pocket, or your jacket pocket. Little 7 Guaranteed Steps. And then the antidote, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide. And then the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It is an amazing book, and I will sign them to whomever you like. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores, rebuildingdemand.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, and jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime goes back into getting the work done. So not only are you helping yourself by enjoying the coffee and wearing the mugs, t-shirts and enjoying the mugs, you're helping Bond. You're helping us to help others. Thank you in advance. Let me go to Abigail. Out of Colorado. Abigail, you are on the air. Abigail, come off of mute.
Oh, sorry, I had you on mute. I'd like to answer the biblical question.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
It means to be angry.
To be angry?
Yes.
And you defend your faith by being angry? Have you ever, or do you defend your faith?
Not anymore, because I can see that when I did, it was out of anger.
Oh, I see. And how did you do it out of anger?
It would rile up a lot of emotion in me, and I would feel the need to convince somebody of something.
Amazing. Very interesting.
And so, yeah, and I would... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I also wanted to say something about the silent prayer.
Yes.
That it has changed my life, and I didn't think I would be able to give up pot or drinking or lustfulness. And by doing the silent prayer and not trying and just seeing myself and seeing myself drunk, I was able to overcome. And I don't have any of those once.
You what?
I don't have any of those once to do those things anymore.
Right on. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Oh, baby, I need you now. Good. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Abigail, and you haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer, and you will eventually have a clear mind.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for, you're welcome, and thank you for responding to the biblical question. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Connor out of Michigan. There's a line open right there. 888-77-JESSE. Where Abigail just dropped. Connor, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, really appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to first comment. I do have a question, but you guys were talking about the the kids bringing the Bibles to school.
Yeah, this is, according to the report, is take a Bible to school day.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, sending your kids to school, public school, is child abuse.
It sure is. You need more than the Bible up in there. Amazing. You're right.
My question, biblical question for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes.
Why do these women, and men do it too, but when God said it's one man for one woman and one woman for one man, why do these women sleep with so many men, even though, like, they say they're Christian and stuff?
Because they have made the man their God, and the man has made the woman his God.
Oh, okay. But why don't they listen to, like, even, like, the Christian, like, people, they don't listen to God, like, when he said for them to, you know, be with one person.
Because you can't, if you're a Christian, you can't listen to God. You cannot hear from God. God has nothing to do with Christianity.
Oh, okay. Do you think, like, there's anyone that actually does that?
Does what?
Like, the one man for one woman thing? Like, or do you think that it's just, like, Amish people?
Well, I don't know. I never think about it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Thank you, Connor.
Appreciate you, Jesse. You're the GOAT.
You stay with it, buddy.
All right. Hey, wait, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Did you do the silent prayer this morning?
Every morning, every night, and doing all day now.
Yeah, awesome. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. One other quick thing. Nigerians, this is Baba Thumper Thursday, and apparently my producer, Derek, you gave this story to me today. Apparently Christians are being attacked in Nigeria, right?
That's right.
Am I right?
Apparently, yeah.
The Open Door.
Still going on.
This is from opendoor.org.
Jihadist.
Why would one black man listen to another black man tell him how to pronounce a word?
I don't think it's that
jihadist.
Crucial.
Jihadist. Jihadist.
I was just kind of guessing.
I'm in trouble with a black producer.
Jihadist?
Nick is getting the phone out there, folks. He'll be right with you. I'm in trouble, Jay. I need a white man to produce my show.
No, you don't. It's funny. It's entertaining.
It is? He went to college. He must have went to that same college that from Georgia.
Oh.
Who?
Josh.
Josh?
I think you and Josh went to the same black college.
Oh, yeah, Josh. I remember Josh.
HBCU, historically black college and university.
He said jihadist. It is jihadist,
man. I remember
man.
The I in there. I was like, jihadist? Or something like that. I don't know. I got to do more research over there. But
do they give you affirmative action even in a black college?
I don't think it's that crucial.
I thought it was only when you go to a white college.
I don't think this is that crucial. Like,
much is not required of you in a black college.
Yeah. But, boy, I think this might be a good example of defending the faith, though. That's, like, one positive thing, I think.
This soundbite?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Jihadist violence continues to... Yeah, I think... When you see these clips,
that.
I think so.
Read that.
Jihadist violence...
I want to hear this black person with a degree from a black college.
Yeah. Jihadist violence continues to escalate in Nigeria, and Christians are particularly... at risk from targeted attacks by Islamist militants.
By what? And
Islamist militants.
James, that ain't Islamist.
Islamist, whatever.
Islamist. It is a myth that you went to college.
It's a good thing somebody's paying attention.
Militants, whatever they are.
Islamists.
I hear so many different pronunciations.
He's too into hating Jews that he doesn't know anything about the Muslims.
I know.
Yeah.
Or the proper pronunciations of their vernacular.
He said jihadist. It's a myth.
Yeah, I kind
of... It's a myth, all right.
I kind of ran to that story real quick, but...
So, here's a soundbite of the Christian in Nigeria refusing to renounce their faith after Islamists burn their church down. Watch this from our ex.
We praise your name.
You are worthy, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
You are worthy, Lord.
To protect us.
You are worthy, Lord.
To guide us, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
To see us through.
You are worthy, Lord.
To fight for us.
You are worthy, Lord.
To give us hope.
Whoa.
So did the white Christians go over there and teach these black folks how to act that way?
I think so. Well, I don't know about all of them, but there are white missionaries over there. But
so their church was burned down by the Muslim, right? Islamists.
Yeah, by the Islamist militants.
And so they stand in there and they burned down church and praise the God anyway?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Look at them. I think that's defending the faith.
Amazing. Don't you think? Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
And
this is from Sky News. Reports found there is an average of more than 30 Christians in Nigeria being killed every day. And more than 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year. Watch this from Sky News.
I think it's being generally ignored because most people don't know about it. But problem two, why is it being ignored by the mainstream news? Look, the mainstream news media cares about what it wants to care about. And we know that two groups get little airtime, Africans and Christians.
There are reports, one by Nigeria-based human rights NGO, International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law Intersociety, found that there's an average of more than 30 Christians in Nigeria being killed every single day. More than 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year. Yet Nigeria has pushed back against reports such as those. Its Ministry of Foreign Affairs saying earlier that this year that there's plenty of misinformation and misleading reports regarding the supposed targeted killings of Christians. Can I get your response to that?
Yeah, the government's speaking nonsense and hoping the world doesn't pay attention. Nigeria today is an epicenter of Christian martyrdom. Since the year 2000, more than 60,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamist groups like Boko Haram, heavily armed Fulani militia. Our organization's 2023 report I mentioned places Nigeria firmly in the red category, meaning it's persecution, it's not just discrimination. You know, what makes Nigeria unique is that Christians are not even a tiny minority. They make up almost half the population, 100 million people.
Amazing. Wow, I didn't know it was happening like that. Yeah. If I heard about it, I forgot. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Seems terrible. I mean, I really didn't know either. I heard about something going on in Nigeria, possibly, but I didn't know the details.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Hake?
I had no idea that Boko Haram was Nigeria. Maybe I should have known that, but I don't think of Nigeria as being a Muslim country. Or necessarily even a Christian country. I just don't know about it. I just know about the Nigerians who come here and they work, and you don't think of them as Christian or Muslim or anything. Right. I don't, anyway.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Christians over in Nigeria.
Shout out.
And to the Muslims.
I like the name Boko Haram.
Yeah, that's an ISIS affiliate. They kidnapped our girls. Bring back our girls. Meanwhile, they were like slaughtering the boys and men.
And Big Mama Michelle didn't care about that.
Right.
And those women that were saying that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But why do they have to have a cool name?
I know.
I don't know. I think it's sort of a silly name. Silly sounding name, to be honest. But it's kind of fun.
Boko Haram.
But they're basically an ISIS affiliate, is what I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, too. What do you think about this attack on the Christian in Nigeria?
I think, of course, it's bad, but I think Trump should probably say something or do something since he's got most of the power.
He got the power.
Yeah, I think he should do something.
What can he do about it?
Definitely maybe sanction the country or something like that.
Or maybe send our military over there.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do something, but I think that's war. Important. That'll really show that he's a Christian.
That's
not
right.
War, but Christian. Intimidation.
And this, were those people defending the faith when they were standing at torn down church?
Yeah, they were defending the faith.
And how were they defending the faith?
Because they decided not to give in to the Islamists. And, yeah, they stood their ground. They went back to their church. You saw it was burnt down.
Right.
You know, they stayed with it. You know, they could have easily denounced the faith, but, you know, they stayed with it. I think that's a good example, don't you think, of defending the faith? Look at those guys.
I had to wait till Sunday.
Sunday. But I think some people take defending the faith as sort of like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing basketball, you can defend somebody, but you can also foul them too. So I think understanding what defending the faith means is pretty important.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking the question. I'm trying to really get an understanding about it.
Yeah,
it's like a propaganda war because the Muslims are good at propaganda, playing victim to, for example, that guy who they got rid of in Syria.
Oh, yeah.
The secular Muslim leader. Right. And victims of Israel, and now the Christians are promoting the we're not going into hiding, we're standing up under where you burned us down allegedly,
defending the
and,
faith
and standing up for Christianity,
defending the faith.
That's it.
Okay.
And,
I'm not sure.
And I was going to say too, defending the faith is just being able to respond to somebody when they. I have a question, or, you know, when they come at you with a sincere heart looking for answers about, you know, the faith, Bible, and stuff like that, you can defend the faith by doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, Nick.
I was just wondering out loud, is this to those Christians in Nigeria, I don't wish that to be happening to them.
Right.
But is this really the time and place to be singing and dancing? Is that the proper response? They're killing you.
Leave my people alone.
Just like a racist white man. Just like him.
Okay, because they're singing and dancing.
Let the black man live.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Why can't they praise?
I have a question for you.
I feel like there was a call yesterday that you he called in speaking sort of Christianese a little bit, and then you asked him something to explain himself on it, and then he was caught, like, you caught me defenseless. Like, he had no answer for it. And it was funny because it was, I think it was Logan from North Carolina, maybe. He said, I believe the gospel saves you when you die. And you asked him something, you asked him the biblical question, because it sort of related to the verse about have a defense for the hope that is in you. And he had no defense for the hope that was in him.
Oh,
He wasn't ready. He didn't really know what he was talking about.
I don't remember who that was, but yeah, I remember the call now.
Shout out.
Shout out.
That's good.
When I see this happening now, I didn't beforehand, but when I see it now, it's just another side of ego fighting. Human being is evil because their nature is that of evil, and they fight over religion. They go to war, and they say it's over religion, but it's over the ego. It has nothing to do with religion itself. But once you say you are a religious person, now you own that, and you fight for it, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just all ego. And I've noticed that in every group, religious group, whether it's Christian, Jewish, Allahu Abba, Mormon, ADL, and whatever, they fight over what they think they own. And you have every group hating one another. The Christians hate the Jews now, which is really a new thing. The Christians hate the Jews. The Jews hate the Allahu Abba. The Allahu Abba hate the Jews. The Mormon hate the Catholic. The Catholic hate the this and that. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with God. It's just evil people fighting one another because they can't see. They have no love.
And it's not particular to the whichever religion.
Mm-mm.
Some of the symptoms are particular to different religions.
Right.
But the root evil is the same to
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. It's all evil.
Nice.
I'm starting to think what the ego is rooted in.
Evil.
Will really determine if it's evil. Because it's like that guy whose daughter was murdered and he went in that, I don't know exactly what meeting it was, but he went to that meeting and he was talking about, he wanted justice for his daughter. Would you say that he was acting out of ego for wanting justice for his daughter?
I would have to see it before I can respond. I'll play it in a minute.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely play it.
But that's the only reason I'm kind of questioning.
Religious people fight, and they've always fought over religion because it has nothing to do with God. Yeah. And their God is Satan. That's why they fight.
Yeah, and I guess debating too. Sometimes people just debate and they just want to. They don't even come with a sincere heart and acts in heart.
It had nothing to do with God.
Yeah.
This thing with the Christian hated the Jews, this is something new. Because in the good old days, Christians and Jews were one together, spiritually one together.
Yeah.
And now they fight, which is new.
I've got a whole nother look on that situation.
I know. That's why I keep repeating it.
Come on. It's like burning in me.
I have a question for you, though.
All right. After this break,
what a black man wearing black clothes doing with white socks on?
That's like a new thing.
It's not
like white socks.
Stick up your feet. So there you can see it.
Y'all see his
white socks?
That's
like a new thing.
Black men, black people do not wear white socks with black pants.
I do.
It is. They do now.
It's stylish.
You think?
And I don't even question it.
But Derek saying he's white anyway.
Out.
That's
check
why folks
out
don't like him.
Punchy's coffee.
I have my own coffee.
Back in a moment. Punchy, one more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news.
Good.
Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. All these big companies like Kellogg's and Walmart and stuff, they're getting rid of their food dyes and food additives to kiss up to RFK Jr. Wow. Response to RFK, who's looking out for us. Maha, make America healthy again. And the Pope and the UN and the commie climate change propaganda going crazy. The Pope is green, as in red. Green is the new red, by the way. And rest in peace to Jane Goodall. She's that gal. The gorillas in the mist gal. She's gone at the tender age of 91 years old. She hung out with the chimpanzees. Wow. And seven North Carolina homes or houses have collapsed in that storm surge amidst those storms of Umberto and Imelda, whatever her name is, you know, the storm. Storm surge on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And a Bronx apartment explosion. Did we hear about that on American Anchor, baby, I think? Yeah. Was it a gas leak? I don't know. But, like, part of the whole apartment just blew off. And I don't know if they mentioned people dying or what. Or I don't know. If part of a high rise. It seems like somebody must have gotten hurt from that. I cracked. I'm a little bit growing. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, October 2nd, 2025 AD. First Thursday of the month. Men's forums are in person only, guys. You have to join in person or else you miss it. So be there or be red square. Be a communist, okay? If you want to not join us for the men's forum, shout out. And so rebuildingtheman.com/events. There's one line open. Callers, JLP will be right back for the third hour. 888-77-JESSE. All right. Third and final hour of the JLP show for today. All right, and then right after that, The Hake Report, that's my show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Then American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1. And then on Friday, he goes right after The Fallen State, which is happening tomorrow, right after Hake. Okay? So, jesseleepeterson.com/show, and you can scroll down and see the JLP Network. Nice. All right, so Common Nonsense Network. CNN reporting about, you know, the crackdown on the crime in Memphis, Tennessee. 200 Attorney General Pam Bondi said more than 200 officers federalized for the operation over in Memphis, Tennessee to crack down on the crime. Large-scale saturation of besieged neighborhoods with law enforcement personnel and strict enforcement of applicable quality of life nuisance and public safety laws. I love that. That's what Trump explained. I love it. Yes, so good. Separately, our greatest president said that National Guard members are now in place in Oregon. Oh, yeah. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is working to determine the extent of the troops' presence in the state of Oregon. That's the Pacific Northwest up that-a-way. Nice. Walmart will remove artificial dyes and other additives from their private brand food and beverage products by 2027, they announced Wednesday. The move comes and it's reflecting a growing trend among companies to adapt shifting consumer preferences and heightened scrutiny of food additives. It's kind of like they're focusing on the little things and not and ignoring the big stuff, maybe. I don't know. Walmart U.S. President and CEO John Furner said, "Our customers have told us they want products made with simpler, more familiar ingredients, and we've listened." Kraft Heinz, General Mills, W.K. Kellogg Company, the Campbell's Company, PepsiCo, and Utz, UTZ, have similarly pledged to remove artificial dyes, darn, by 2027. I like dyes. Anyway, climate change, Commie Nonsense Network reports Pope Leo the 14th, XIV, 14th, is calling on governments around the world to protect the environment for future generations. At a climate conference near Rome, the pontiff said Wednesday, and he just made a fool of himself. You might see it on American Anchor, maybe. I don't know. I'm making this up. I'm just totally speculating. Him, like, blessing a big block of ice or something. I could picture Anchor, maybe, making fun of that. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he said that damaging the natural world is incompatible with the Christian faith. So he's like pretending that that's what Trump is doing or something. I don't know. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. A mamma mia. And hola. Ah, si, senor. What does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you got to go work out, you just got to go or run or whatever you got to take your kids to a socialist communist public school because you hate your children and you don't want to be home raising your children because the kids don't appreciate it. So you want to go to work and you get your ego fulfilled by people saying you're doing a good job. Oh, I can't believe you have a job and you're a mother and you love that thrill. You can podcast, but you can also listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are in the world and what you're doing. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App or buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It's Thursday and every Thursday. And I have one other question for my my experts that I'll be done with them for today in studio here. So they don't know it yet, but they need to come back. They left. What the? They gone. Ain't no use of prayer for them no more. They gone. But it's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
I don't feel your face. Hallelujah. Woo. Thrills like 90 going north. All for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Thrill of it. Derek, can you and James come back? And then you guys can leave right after this question. And, y'all didn't hear me say I needed the X-ray back?
Maybe, but I forgot.
You forgot? Oh, beta. Y'all had to go to the bathroom. Little girls.
Hear it. That's mine.
Amazing.
Thanks.
So here is, Derek, you asked me about, this is what I want you, my expert, these are my expert. You asked me about this story, and I want to play it and get your feedback on it too, all right?
Justin.
Here's from Fox News. A North Carolina father called for stricter penalties for criminals during a congressional hearing on Monday, saying that his daughter was killed at the hands of a repeat offender. Watch this from Fox News.
Next, Mr. Federico.
My daughter was Logan Federico. Okay?
Suck out his daughter's name.
Logan Federico. She was 22, visiting friends at the University of South Carolina.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them, and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 goddamn times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that?
Amazing. And Jared, what was your question about that for me?
We were talking about the ego.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking about how when the ego is discerning, when the ego is, when I guess looking at the ego as a bad thing or a good thing, and it's just discerning when the ego can be used as like a good thing compared to when it's being used as a bad thing. And I think right here, it's like, would you say that that guy was in his ego when he was defending his daughter? As far as trying to seek justice for his daughter, would you say?
I mean, the emotion part of it. The emotion part was definitely ego, because he could have said the same thing without screaming and yelling and being mad.
Mm.
What do you think?
I don't really. As far as him screaming and yelling, actually, I'll just go straight at the ego part of it. I think that's actually. I think it'd be okay in this sense, because it's like he's seeking justice from a government that isn't giving him justice when they promised to deliver justice.
And do you think he's going to get it now that he screamed and yelled and cursed?
Yeah, I think.
He's going to get justice?
Even if he said it calmly. Even if he said it calmly, I think, the same. Though I think. With the emotion that he brings, it sort of changes the atmosphere in the room.
Yeah.
It shows you how serious he is. And I think that's pretty important. Because it's just like when speakers speak, you can tell a good speaker from a bad speaker. And based off of how they present their message, that's how you're going to take it. You know, if they come to the mic all shy and timid, you won't take them as serious. But if someone comes powerful and dominant and, just like that, then you're more willing to listen, you know, and accept the message. So I think as far as his emotion goes, I think it's just showing how passionate he is for his daughter. And is it an ego thing? Yeah, you could probably say it's an ego thing, but I don't think it's some sort of evil ego.
The ego is evil.
Behind his
the ego attention. Is evil. It doesn't ever change from evil to good.
Yeah, and the reason I'm thinking like this is because we were talking about race mixing yesterday. And
on Punchy TV.
On Punchy TV.
You guys were.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about race mixing. And
you like race mixing?
Do I like it? At times, I don't really. Overall, I really don't think about it much. But I understand that whites are like, I think they're now like 55%. They make up about 55% of the country. So in order for an ethnicity to stay relevant, not become the minority, they need to maintain, I think, like an 80%. Yeah, I think it's about an 80% level. Yeah, so now they're at 55% some type of fertility rating, or something I was reading about. So
you're saying that white people need to make white babies?
Yeah, basically.
I agree.
So
they don't need to be missing the baby. They need pure white.
Yeah, we need...
Because
well,
when
yeah.
they miss the baby be confused. They don't know if they're black or white or Mexican or... They don't know who to work, who to be with.
Yeah, but I was sort of conflicted because it's like, though I don't care, because it's like if you see a mixed kid and you walk up to that mixed kid and you say, you know, you shouldn't be here. You know, I don't agree with you. You know, that's evil. You shouldn't say that to someone. So I'd say, you know, more importantly, Jesus is more important than race mixing. That's what I'd say. Because we all have an ending, so...
What's an ending?
An ending mean an end time, like we won't be on this earth for
oh.
forever and ever and ever.
Right.
But so, I, you know, when it comes to race mixing, that's why this is just how I'm thinking about these topics.
Oh, so y'all can check out the yeah. Punch and TV podcast from yesterday episode. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So it's just me trying to understand the ego and.
Well, for yeah. this guy right here. Yeah. This is hell on earth.
Yeah.
This is what human beings do to one another. And these people, they vote in politicians who want to defund the police. They don't want the president to bring in the military. They want to bring in illegal aliens. They want to defund the police. This is what you're going to get.
Yeah. And his speech, was it... What should he have done differently about his speech, if he should have done anything at all?
It wasn't... I know why he's doing it, but it wasn't yeah. necessary to scream and yell and cuss and carry on. It didn't help his situation at all.
I see, yeah. And
what do you think
I
about...
Could, yeah, and I could agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he said it calmly.
Right.
But in this situation, I don't think it's just... Yeah. Who cares? Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. He should have said it calmly.
Well, I'm not saying he should have, but I'm just saying it would have been more effective yeah. had he done it with love instead of hate.
I don't know. Was that hate?
Ego is hate because it's of the nature of evil, of the devil.
Yeah. I'm conflicted.
Yeah, you're young. Keep living.
And it was easily mocked the way that he was screaming.
Yeah,
people are going to turn that into they're going to incorporate it in all kinds of meme videos if they come across it.
That's a good point.
He sort of went over the top a little bit here and there, and sort of made a fool of himself.
Amazing.
Meme videos.
Oh, kinda
meme
like,
videos.
You need to leave. Remember that. People are going to be like,
yeah, I remember that. I don't know. I think this is a sort of a serious situation.
It is serious, but it's going to be mocked because of the way he acted.
I would like to know, did he vote for the Democrats?
Oh.
Or right or Republican? Or did he vote for a woman to lead in government?
No way.
Why?
Emotional governance is why this is the way. Then his emotional response is... Emotional solutions are not answers to emotional problems.
Not at all.
It's kind of like gun control. Oh, you're going to do nothing about all these gun violence.
Let me go to Jessica, first time caller out of North Carolina. Jessica, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica.
I just had a quick question about forgiving my mother.
Yes.
She has custody and is taking care of my brother, who is autistic, and he is a very capable autistic, but she treats him like he's a child.
Yeah.
And he's 35 years old. But she is expecting me to take care of him when she passes away. And I wanted to know if it was okay if I brought that up to her whenever I forgive her, that I'm not going to be able to take care of him.
You should absolutely tell her that. Because she needs to make other arrangements. She can put him in one of those homes for people with those problems or whatever. But, of course, you should tell her that.
Okay.
Just don't be angry, but make it clear that's not your responsibility. You don't want to do it. You're not going to do it. And you're not wrong for not doing it.
Okay. All right. That was my question. And it's like, if she were to, like, just teach him then he could live on his own because he's very capable. He's a capable guy, but she's just got him so coddled.
Have you told her that before?
She's kind of, I've mentioned it once or twice, like they come and visit, like 3 times a year. And I've mentioned like, oh, he could go to the store by himself because they live like right in town. And then she's like, oh no, he doesn't know his sense of direction. And then he would like state like, oh, this is how you would get there. And so I know that he's like doing stuff while she's at work, but she just, it goes in one ear and right out the other. She's
amazing.
She's very hateful.
Mothers are evil like that, and they destroy the man's children because they're emotional, they're in their head, so they're illogical, and so they destroy boys and girls. Why is the father allowing her to do this to him?
They divorced when I was 6 months old.
Oh, okay.
And she's got it into my, she had to take care of him because of some personal stuff that my dad was going on, but she had to end up taking care of him whenever he was 16. He went and moved with her. And then, but she's got it to where my brother thinks that my dad is the devil. And that if he were to stay with my dad or even talk to my dad, that he would turn into a bad person. And since he's autistic, he's just taken her word and she doesn't let him leave the house. So he's, that's the only communication with an actual human that he has in person is with her.
What an evil woman, huh?
Yeah, she's odd.
Evil. Why do you say they come visit you 3 times a year?
Yeah, whenever she takes vacation, she'll drive the 4 hours that it takes to get to my house.
Why do you let them visit you 3 times a year?
I honestly do it for my dad because she'll come and visit me, and then after she visits with me, she'll take my brother to go see my dad. And that's the only time that my dad is able to see my brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you deal with her when she's there? You'll play 3 times a year.
It's, I just let her talk. That's all she wants to do is her and my brother want to talk. And then now my boyfriend, he lives with me, and he watches your show too. And he just sits in the kitchen and lets her talk. And that's all that happens. Like, she just talks, and I listen.
But you guys do what you want, but you shouldn't put up with that at all.
Yeah, I think that after I forgive her, it's going to be, I think she's definitely infected with the devil, so I think that she's going to stop her visit, which is going to be bad for my dad, but if he wanted to, he could drive up there and see my brother if he really, really needed it.
Yeah, your father can make a way. Don't be suffering so he can see him. That doesn't make sense either.
Okay.
I wish you well, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Let me go to Steve out of Chicago. Illinois out of Chi-Town. Hey, Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on, I just got you off speakerphone here now.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the call again, dude. Listen, man. I did follow your advice, you know, about the silent prayer.
Uh huh.
Thought it was hard to adjust to right away, but I made the adjustment and I did it a couple times, but I haven't done it in like a really long time, so. I guess the reason why I called, it was, primarily because of the, when you talk about the Bibles in schools and stuff. So,
right.
I didn't want to take up too much time with it. I wanted to state for you more so that, it's helped me opening it up and at least, you know, finding it as like a foundation. So, I was wondering how your take is on that.
It helped you. The Bible help you, you say?
Yes, sir.
In what way did it help you?
It was always something I could return and, you know, reflect back on. You know, it's something that's there, that's always at the ready. You know, it's people put it up and they don't remember it's even there. Sometimes I've even done it myself.
Yeah,
I've even done it myself. You know, I put it up and next thing you know, I'm going back to it and I'm like, why did I not remember that you know, that huge book of all sorts of cool stories is in there. So again, you know,
but how did it help you though?
Well, when I mean, it's helped a lot, I guess. It's
in what way? And again, it enhances my reading to buy it, but you should not read it to remember it. But how did it help you?
Well, with me, when I think about certain verses that stir up my I guess it may call adrenaline, but it's more so like a comforting feeling, you know? Like if I feel like something's wrong in my life, I'll revert to a verse that I relate to or that stands out a little more, you know?
And then, but how does it help you, though? How did it help you? Other than getting the thrill from it, how did it help you?
I guess the best answer for that is it keeps me in check, you know,
line.
It keeps me in line with I'm trying to work on good manners and being a good Samaritan, you know, a good person or a person somebody would look at and they wouldn't have to have anything wrong said about them, you know? But
how long you been reading the Bible?
I mean, I've pretty much almost every day since, it's been years. It's been years now.
But if you notice, you've never become any of those things that you've been trying to come from reading the Bible.
Yeah.
So how have you been helped? Are you a stay-at-home father?
It's off and on, yeah.
You stay at home while your wife go to work.
Not every day. So there's a couple days I do.
But you stay at home while your wife go to work.
Yeah, she. I mean, they hear like 2 days a week or 2 days.
But how did you? What made you give into something like that?
Just the closest I have, I guess. I feel like it's
the what?
Like I'm responsible enough to hold, you know, to keep the house in order, you know, and
but that's a woman's
child
job.
With somebody who that's with my child who's
I know, but that's a woman's job. That's not your job. The woman was created to have your children and stay at home and watch over your children for you, and your job is to go out and provide.
Right.
What made you give into something like that?
Well, it's kind of a long story, man. I'm in 42.
Wow! What made you give into something like that?
It wasn't a give in. It was more like a, what we would call it, arrangement.
But why would you make an arrangement with a woman like that? That okay? You go to work, and I'm gonna stay home and be the wife.
No, dude. Well, she's a teacher. She's a teacher. She loves what she does. So
but then you shouldn't marry her then if she loves what she does more than she does her family.
Yeah.
Why would you marry a woman
that's
on an ego trip like that?
I don't think it's really ego. It is
ego. It's a woman natural. Man. Desire to stay home and raise the man's children.
I agree. No, I completely agree with you, sir.
So why would you marry a woman and make that decision and let her do that? If she loves her,
probably my ego.
If she loves her thrill,
it's my ego, bro.
So what now?
It's mine, dude. It's probably because of my.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Hold on. No. Well, hang on here.
You holding the baby?
Yeah, I got my little girl.
What a beta.
That's all right. Well, I mean.
But listen, how has. So, no wonder you read the Bible. You bet.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta open it up, man, and whatever. I don't know.
Well, how has the Bible helped you, though?
It's redirected me, man. Like, it's given me, again, like I said, like there's, he says that the word in the beginning was a word, right? And so.
But how has it helped you?
It's been my source of life. It's what I value put first, you know. Like if it's true, okay, and if this form of literature was here, you know, long before it even was here materially, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No.
Like if it was even, because that's the word that he said in the beginning was a word. I believe it to be something that's spoken out.
How has it helped
it
you?
Doesn't, how's it helped me?
Yes.
It's given me reminders, you know, like post-it notes, like little posts.
Everybody you to write notes?
No, dude. Like, just it reminds me of it. To keep myself rightly associated with the world, you know.
But how like, you we all gotta live in this world associated with the world, and you agree with your wife to go to work, and you be the house mama?
Well, but it's because, dude, I it's complicated, man. I called you guys like years ago, and I was talking, I think, about my situation here, and then I don't know, years went by. I did what you said, you know, or that I went with what you were, you know, you were talking about, and I agreed, you know, and I'm still in agreement. It's just, I think sometimes you look at the Bible,
does your wife obey you?
Oh, of course, man. So
if
I mean,
she obey you, why can't you make her stay home and watch over your children then?
Well, if she does, then she wouldn't have a job where she's at. And,
she don't need
a
job. She got a husband.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much. I guess that's true in a way, but.
Is that true or not?
Partially.
Is that true or not? Does she have a husband?
Of course.
And if she has a husband, does she need a job?
Kind of. I mean, she should have one because it keeps her busy, and she's the type that wants to keep going. And
so why did you marry a woman that want to keep going working instead of, it's busy enough raising the children, cooking, cleaning, and keeping the house going for you? What more busy does she need?
Yeah. Well, she's our only child too, and we're like, you know, we just work. I don't know how to explain this better, but I look at it like this. All right, this is a blessing just talking to you right now, and you know, entertaining you with whatever I got as far as life goes, because it is. It's like a show sometimes, but...
What do you mean she's an only child? Always... You mean like your child is an only child or your wife is the only...
No, my wife was. My wife was, yeah.
And that's why that's why she go to work?
No, it's just maybe they raised her that way and she doesn't want to...
But so why did you marry her then?
I'm gonna change.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Trending Chances open on DLive and scratch off on peel.net. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. And James Hake is on fire. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby, on fire as well. You don't want to miss it. And tonight, it's the men's forum. I have a monthly men's forum every first Thursday night at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. Those men are amazing. Amazing. And ladies, get ready, because, and the reason I'm telling you in time, because some ladies come from out of town and everywhere just to be at the meeting. So far, we are having it on the third Thursday of the month, but tonight for men only. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing discussion with Kim Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, Heller, author, political commentator, and anti-apartheid advocate for South Africa. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a genocide happening to white people in South Africa right now.
There's no genocide of white people.
Do you have white privilege?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm writing my second book on white supremacy, stealing land, killing people, damaging their culture.
Why do you mama the black? Oh, there, baby. I know you can't make it. Instead of showing them real love. It's funny. Honestly, you seem to want to please the black man, and you say, I seem to want to be the white man.
No,
what happened here? Very interesting. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Amazing. You can become a member there. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the FallenState.tv right there on the YouTube channel, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right, so I'm going to move a little faster because I want to get to your calls, your super chats, and everything. I will go back to Steve out of Illinois, and Steve stay home sometime and let his wife go to work, and he be the mama, and then sometimes she stay home and be the mama. So, Steve, let me ask.
Oh, God. All right, bro. All right.
Steve, do you work? Lord.
I do. I work every once in a while. I work for my father-in-law, dude.
You work for your wife? Your wife's daddy company?
Yeah, dude. It's a small business. Yes.
That's amazing. So,
Steve, dude, it is beautiful. It's beautiful, dude.
Steve,
it's beyond what I ever thought.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Why did you marry a woman that refused to stay home and be a wife and a mother?
Because she it's hard for her to, it's still, I guess, or, like, you know, keep herself. She has a tough time, I think, keeping herself like in place, you know. So kind of like me, dude.
What do you mean, kind of like you?
Like I get antsy here and there. I don't know.
So why don't you overcome your mother so you don't get antsy? A man is not supposed to be getting antsy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just want to say thanks, though, bro. Like, I mean, you know, you guys are doing epic stuff over there, man.
Thank you.
I mean, you know what I mean? This has been far beyond I'd ever known. I used to listen to Man Cow too a lot, and
I remember Man Cow.
I really like that guy and stuff. And
Row?
I think so. Yeah, he's got his own station still somewhere. And,
right on. But let me ask, because of time, Steve.
Yes, sir.
How have you been helped by reading the Bible?
I think it has helped because when I read it, it keeps me to remember that, like, I can be in control of stuff, you know.
But
like,
you're not in control of.
Well, why did I say it then? If I'm not, there's no reason to even talk, right? Like,
right. So how Derek wanted to help you out here, but how has the one more time? How have you been helped by reading the Bible?
Because it brought me to you guys, and I've had.
But you're not even doing what I suggest you do.
Well, I did. No, I already did. Though.
You forget
your
mother?
It's past tense. It's past tense. Yes, I did, dude.
And are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I mean, I worship, bro. Like, I was raised Pentecostal, dude. I don't pray silently, man. Like,
Do you do the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
See?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Derek has a question.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Okay.
Yes, Derek. Were you trying to help him with the Bible thing?
Yeah.
Okay, help him.
All right, so Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the word is a discerner between your thoughts and what else? Your thoughts and your heart. And we're supposed to... Say it again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. Go ahead.
Oh, so, and I was sort of understanding what you were getting at when you mentioned Genesis about, and I think the main thing that you were trying to say was that the word has stood the test of time since the beginning. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's what you were trying to get across? So I understand what you were saying there, but, and I think the main thing is when you're reading the Bible, it reveals your heart, like it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It reveals your heart and how wicked you are, and it also shows you that that you can't do anything for yourself, because all scripture, like it says, it tells of Jesus. It's the story of Jesus. All of it, all scripture is. It leads back to Jesus. And the main thing is just when you read it, you just see the flaws in yourself. That's why it says that it's a discerner. So when you continue to read the Bible, it humbles you so that you don't get too puffed up. And that's just how I'm interpreting it right now. So I think it's good to read the Bible every day. Don't you think so, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
I'm shaking my head.
Have you ever met anyone who read the Bible every day and not puffed up?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
There's some good pastors out there that I've met.
not
everybody. I'm not saying everybody is, but you know, there are Bible thumpers, but hey, you got
to
read.
That's awesome. Like, listen to this, you guys. I was reading it the other day, and I just opened up to Genesis, and I'm like, I could
I could put the Bible in three letters, you know? And if you really think about it, that's all people need is just a little bit of, I don't want to call it a shortcut because it's not doing the Bible any good. It's the fact that presence is more important than substance. So look at it like this. It's the first school, and I have this on my my platform on YouTube, but I might have told a couple of my family members.
Yeah, let me say this because of time, Steve. Yeah. I suggest you do the silent prayer, and do your little hoover to holler, whatever you're doing first, and then be still and know God, and then make your wife stay home, man, and you start being a mama.
Oh yeah, what does he do for work?
He works for his father. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love you guys, dude. He loves you guys with everything he has, dude. And I mean, muscle up, man. Let's do this for America, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
I gotta run.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble. Oh, no. I'll read the Rumble one on my show. Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew. You know who you are. Anthony on Cash App says...
Thank you, D-Live crew.
Yeah. The redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah.
Anthony says, $20 per hour to hand a pre-made coffee in Walmart. Thievery, says he.
Amazing. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 5 coffees. Biblical question and answer.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
He says, if you think you're defending the faith, you're probably defending the ego. If you don't think about defending the faith, just live and be still, then you probably are so-called defending the faith. So-called because the truth really needs no defending, just witnessing.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. Very interesting. Thank you.
Someone is a monthly supporter now on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
Thank you, someone. I appreciate that.
Sweet. Don, hello. If I'm unhappy with my current situation, lifestyle, and want something better, am I supposed to just suck it up or make the effort to change it? I ask because you say we can't change our lives, says Don.
Your question is not quite clear then, Don, because I don't know what you mean about your life and what you want to change. You can call me 888-775-3773. Or make it clear on your super chat because I'm not clear what it is you want to change. Thank you.
And Heat bought a coffee. Jesse, the fake you ought to let me give you one of them old hola si senor. Want some rice? Asian massages? LOL. Various emojis. Hashtag someone call an ambulance.
Galoshes. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Issa P is now a monthly supporter member on Jesse Lee Peterson Show channel.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App, Oregon Governor's theme song. Dude looks like a lady.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. He's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's a lady. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Santino, 3 coffees. Except you got the song wrong. But anyway, Santino's 3 coffees.
What part wrong?
Because Dude Looks Like a Lady is a completely different song.
Oh.
Santino, it's a white song.
Oh,
rock.
I thought you said Oregon mayor was a lady.
She is a lady, but she looks sort of dudish. She's a lesbian.
Oh,
and she's one of those lesbians that looks... Anyway, Santino...
She says she's a lesbian?
Yes, she is openly lesbian, according to Wikipedia. Otherwise, I would not say it.
He's a lady.
I'm not one of those people.
Whoa, whoa.
We got to move on. Santino, 3 copies. If someone openly hates you and I don't hate them, does that make you above them? I ask, because hate only comes from below and not from above, asks Santino.
I don't know what you mean by above. You can't be above anyone.
Nice. There's your answer, Santino.
Thank you, Santino. I don't know what you mean by that. How can you be above anyone? Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine. Morning, Jesse, Hake, Nick, Bill, and Derek.
Good morning.
Am I crazy for seeing we're not truly living? This life isn't real, but just an illusion of the mind?
It's like we're all chasing an image created by thoughts, trying to live up to something that isn't even real.
That's all human beings are, is a thought. You're not what you think you are. And if you doubt me, stop thinking. Stop and see what happens. Think about your dinner. Think about your driving your car. Think about, you know, that kind of thing, but your job and all that. But stop thinking. And you'll see that you don't exist. It's just in your mind. Derek, do you see that you don't exist? You little Baba Thumpa, Jew hating, Nazi,
I love everybody.
Coon, small coon.
Jahidi.
Jahidi.
Jahidi. Oh, wait, it's Jahada. Sorry. I really forgot.
Do you see that you don't exist?
Not as clearly as you are seeing it, but I mean, when I wake up and I look in the, when I wake up and look in the mirror, I see someone.
You see a physical body.
I acknowledge that, you know, my name is written on God's palm. I acknowledge that.
Oh Lord,
you know, hey, hallelujah.
You think God got your name written on the palm?
Yeah.
So God tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that. I promise.
He tattoo.
Yeah. But
amazing. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Garrett bought a coffee. On the topic of painkillers such as Tylenol, I prefer a large dose of fruits, veggies, and water before medication.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions? P.S. Don't forget to stretch and exercise, folks.
Thank you. Amazing. I don't have medical suggestions at all.
Enough sleep, maybe?
Yeah. Get some rest and exercise. I like that.
Leo.
Thank you.
Did my bills yesterday, and I'm on track with my finances, so here's your cut, says Leo.
Thank you, Leo. Thanks, I appreciate your support. Thank you.
It's a P. New
helping
member.
Us to help others.
DJT 2020 Rumble rant. 2 Peter 1:21. No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska. I don't think it's appropriate in a public school. If you want your kid to read the Bible in school, enroll them in Catholic school, he says.
Nice. Interesting point. Thank you. Okay. They're sprouting on it, but right on.
A liberal wrote that.
That was Jim.
Jim?
All my life I've been.
Jim from Alaska.
No, not Pete in Alaska. Okay. Jim in Alaska.
Yeah. I think they're both the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. But thank you, Jim.
Big Herc says, does the live stream team read these? Yes, we do. Love everything you guys do.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. Helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Rex, Punchy TV was fire yesterday. Amazing. Love you, Jesse and Bond crew.
Thank you. Check out Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. No Y, I-E, punchy.tv.
Charles, hey, Jesse, the blacks have destroyed the NFL. They promoted the black coaches who can't coach black quarterbacks who aren't smart. Now they've ruined the Super Bowl halftime entertainment by booking artists that no one knows, like Bad Bunny. Blacks shouldn't be in charge of anything, says Charles.
I've been trying to tell y'all, they will destroy it. They never add to it to make it better.
Who ever heard of Bad Bunny?
Why, what? Bad Bunny he's pretty good. Let's not. I get that he's a Mexican, but.
Is Bad Bunny a rabbit or a person?
He's a person.
He's a Puerto Rican singer / rapper type of thing.
He's like a singer rapper.
Oh, his name is Bad Bunny.
Yeah. He's sort of gay.
You like him?
Yeah. I mean, he makes good songs, but he's a liberal. He's kind of gay.
Oh,
he's okay. Actually, I think he is.
You just
gay.
Mean effeminate, or you don't?
No,
mean
like
full-blown.
He's gay.
How you know he's gay?
Well, The views expressed by Derek do not represent Bond JLP.
Yeah. Did he say he was gay?
Yeah, I think he's even come out like that. In music videos, he does.
Did he
things.
Say he was gay?
I think so.
But he say
I'm more
again?
Than
not
I'm more than sure.
Allegedly, folks.
Yeah, fine, allegedly, but yeah. I'm more than sure he's gay.
But allegedly.
Well, watch.
Go ahead.
Okay, anyway. Steven, thank you.
I don't even know who that is.
A woman clown looking boss, purple arm strong emoji sticker. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven.
Flying Fruit asks, can we be sorry for hating our parents in our heart to be born again, or do we have to go to them to say it? Some people's parents passed away?
Well, if they expire, you can't go to them because you realize that just like you can't change yourself, they couldn't help themselves. But if they're if they're alive and you can't go to them, it's really best that you go to them so you can overcome the fear. Thank you.
Very nice. Blunt wit, JLP dropping knowledge, 100 emoji. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. Thank you for helping us to help others.
Aries 1 donated 555 gold pills on pill.net. Nice. Thank you. No
thank
message.
You. Amazing. Thank
Joseph
you.
On Cash App. That's Bond JLP. Keep on trumping.
Thank you, Joseph. Keep on
trucking.
Trucking. I got to keep on trucking.
10 coffees from Eric. Jesse agreed there's no you to suffer, but that misses the point. Suffering leads to salvation because first people need to realize suffering is self-created. Most people don't know thoughts precede emotions. The suffering creates awareness. You're its cause, and only then do you realize there is no you to suffer. After you've come to the realization all suffering is a lie, the truth keeps you awake, says Eric.
I don't quite know what he's saying. But if there's no you to suffer, you can never, ever suffer. It would be impossible if there's no you. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Very generous.
Yeah, thank
you. Old Saucy Dog donated some gold pills as well, saying good morning.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony, defend the faith, defend yourselves in Nigeria, he says. White man has to go save the blacks in Nigeria, too. Shout out.
The white man got to save the world, and then they turn on you. Amazing. Thank you.
Angband, a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. If the fruit's bad, the tree will be cut down and burned. By their fruits shall ye know them. Paraphrasing Jesus.
Thank you. Bible Thump of Thursday.
Eric 5, the silent prayer isn't a daily exercise. It's a daily exorcism. Thanks, Hans. Much better than ghost and devil.
I don't quite understand, but thank you.
Eric 5 more. Eric. Charlie Kirk had one woman. He waited for marriage. Nick Fuentes had zero women. He's waiting for marriage. Sleeping around is done in the dark, a lower intellect behavior, a lack of God.
Thank you. What? I don't know what you're talking about, but amazing. Thank you.
Lori, hey, Jesse, suffering does not lead to salvation. If that were true, a lot of more people would wake up because they're illusions of suffering. God has nothing to do with suffering, so how can that wake us up? It's the love of God that wakes us up.
Rest my case. Thank you.
John 5, Jesse, if I love coffee, does that make me a beta?
Beta. Not if it's Punchy's coffee. You're alpha. Alpha male and alpha female if you love Punchy's coffee at jesseleepeterson.shop.
That's right. Taiwana. 1 Peter 5:10. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you've suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation.
There's no such thing as suffering. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go to Garrett out of New Hampshire. Garrett, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. A little louder for me, Garrett.
Hello. Is this better?
Much better. Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd just like to take a quick crack at the biblical question.
What does it mean to defend the faith?
I don't really think I believe in defending the faith because it's not something that you can have taken away from you. You'd have to give it up freely. So you can't defend what can't be taken away.
Interesting. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Have you heard anyone say they're defending their faith?
I've only seen it online. The people I'm around don't really talk like that.
Are they Christians?
Yeah. So most of the time, it's just people from the church I go to and my brothers. I don't have a lot of friends because I don't really like to be around too many people.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to it, Garrett, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, bud. Amazing. Super Jack.
Over on YouTube, John. No message. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
At this... Oh, no. Steven 10 says a hippo with his thumbs up sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice. The Observer of Thoughts with another sticker with thumbs up.
Thank you.
Very cool. And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Aries One, Taking Care of Business, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of y'all guys.
Shout out. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Jesse, what did the cabbage say to the cow?
He told him how to eat it.
Nothing.
I mean, thank you.
And Lily, Five Coffees. One of the oaths that kings and queens of England have been swearing for centuries is their coronation, a promise to their people, defending the faith, meaning the Christian faith. Current king is the first to promote, to promise to defend all faiths, not the faith. The current state of British society may well reflect the shift in thinking.
Amazing. Thank you. That's where they started from? Keeping the faith?
Yeah, man. Probably. The Crusades and stuff. Don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
10 coffees from Eric. Jesse, the caller asked why women sleep around. You said because the man made the woman his god and the woman made the man her god. Not true. The man made the woman his god and the woman made Satan her god to justify her selfish behavior. That's how she sleeps around like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The man sits by the dock of the bay. Woman sleeping. Three bed emojis. Three bears emojis. Man crying. Fishing. Emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Right on. Amazing. What the? I want to take more call, but I can't. We're totally out of time. We got to get cut off here. Stay on that straight and narrow. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingAMan.com/silent prayer. Forgive your mother and your father, and you shall be free. You shall be free. But you gotta drop the anger. Anger will keep you from God. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can take those Bibles to school, to lunch, and everywhere. If you don't forgive your mother and your father, it's a waste of time. Amazing! Hake is coming now. Thank you all for your support to the Super Chat donation and all that. I do appreciate it. Hake coming now. And after Hake, the American Anchor Baby. And check out Punches TV. And thanks to my experts today. Oh, man, you guys helped the whole 3 hours. I didn't expect that.
Jesus' name. Now, in Jesus' name.
Now Hake is not ready for his show.
Nah, I don't need it.
You don't need it.
I'm never ready.
Amazing. He white. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.